The outcome in both cases was lopsided, even though the arguments were not, with many senators on the prevailing side deciding not to speak up in the limited time allowed for debate. The tax bill would give people state income tax credits to offset part of what they pay in property taxes. The credits would total $125 million next year, enough to offset about 3% of property taxes, in addition to the 6% that's being offset by an existing credit program. The corporate incentives would be worth $25 million a year to start. And the state would pledge $300 million toward a proposed new hospital and education center at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, but not for 5 years. Senator Matt Williams said the three measures are related.
The intent of them all is to help continue to grow our state. We've talked about that in here many times, and the necessity of doing that and how important it is that we stay together, that we work together to provide property tax relief, which causes growth, that we pass updated economic development incentives that cause growth, and that we engage in the investment in the Omaha project.
Senator Justin Wayne said the merger of what had been three bills into one might violate the state constitution's requirement for bills to contain a single subject. And while the bill envisions the $125 million for property tax to increase to $375 million in 3 to 5 years, Senator Mike Groney, opposing the bill, predicted that won't happen because economic conditions will change.
If you don't think the $375 million will change in 5 years, I got some land in a swamp for you. It won't be there. $125 million is peanuts, and it will devalue over the next 5 years because that's what it is, $125 million a year.
The bill relies on drawing $30 million from the state's cash reserve in its first year and counts on increased state revenues for future funding. Senator Wendy DeBoer supported it but said she has some concerns.
I hope that we have adequately prepared for the funds of the state in the future and that we will have them in place, but we are taking a bit of a risk here. It's like buying a car based on your salary when you include a bonus that you receive that you don't receive every year. So using one-time funds is a little bit of a concern for me here.
Senators then voted 41-4 to give the bill second round approval, leaving one more round of voting for the measure to be sent to Governor Pete Ricketts. The legislature then took up a second round debate on a proposal to ban a second trimester abortion procedure known medically as dilation and evacuation, or DNE. The bill's lead sponsor, Senator Suzanne Geist, said the procedure was used for only between 3 and 18% of second trimester abortions over the last 3 years.
What this shows is we're not limiting women from receiving a second trimester abortion in this state. We are simply discontinuing a procedure which is inhumane, which is the dismemberment of a living baby in the womb.
Opponents of the proposal argue the procedure is sometimes safest for women who may be carrying a fetus with severe abnormalities. They also say it'll be declared unconstitutional, something supporters dispute. Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson issued an opinion Tuesday saying the bill is likely constitutional. Opposing the bill, Senator Michaela Kavanaugh said every pregnancy is different and described some of the difficulties and medical decisions she had to make during the birth of her last child.
It was terrifying and excruciating and beautiful and disgusting, all wrapped into one. And none of you have any business being a part of that. None of you, male or female, you don't have any business being a part of those decisions. And you don't have any business being a part of the decisions between a doctor and a woman when she's terminating a pregnancy, whatever the reason, that is between her and her God, not us.
After an hour and a half of debate, senators voted 34-8 to cut off debate and gave the bill second round approval on a voice vote. Tuesday afternoon, senators considered a bill to require cities to submit reports and come up with plans to create affordable housing. Senator Wayne offered an amendment to spend $10 million on grants to build houses valued between $125,000 and $275,000 in urban areas. Wayne has complained the legislature is not treating urban areas fairly, and he renewed that argument Tuesday.
We added $10 million to the budget for rural workforce housing, and we think it's only fair to do the same thing for urban.
Senator Steve Erdman said he opposed the program in both areas.
I'm not in favor of adding money to workforce housing for rural, and I ask you to vote red. Thank you.
Wayne has delayed numerous bills this year, arguing that urban areas were being treated unfairly. But with time running out on the 58th day of the 60-day legislative session, his colleagues appeared in no mood to spend a lot of time re-arguing the issue. After only 10 minutes of debate, senators voted 29-12 for the $10 million proposal. It would need one more approval before being sent to the governor, but if he vetoed it, lawmakers will have finished their session and would not have the opportunity to override. For NET News, I'm Fred Knapp.